The American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts is calling on the Boston Police Department to provide information about its ties with federal immigration officials. A U.S. Labor Department lawsuit filed in federal court in Boston last week is raising questions about the partnership between federal immigration officials and BPD. WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports.
The suit alleges Boston-based Terra Construction retaliated against an employee who is not a legal resident of the U.S. Jose Martin Paz Flores was arrested by federal immigration officials in 2017 after leaving a workers' comp meeting with his boss. Federal labor officials say a Boston police detective worked with federal immigration officials to arrest Paz. Carol Rose heads up the ACLU of Massachusetts. She's asking for transparency from Boston Police.
And that includes taking a hard look at the kind of information sharing that exists between the Boston Police Department and Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials, or ICE.
Boston Police say there is one BPD officer assigned as a liaison to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and ICE. It's a partnership that's existed for more than 10 years. Sergeant Detective John Boyle says BPD was alerted in this case about potential criminal activity. The department's ICE liaison subsequently became involved when it was found that Paz had deportation orders. In a statement, Mayor Marty Walsh says the city values immigrants who make positive contributions to the community. But keeping the city safe is his first priority. BPD will work with any state or federal authorities if criminal activity is in question. But that's not enough for the ACLU. Carol Rose says the city of Boston needs to take a hard look at how it's sharing information with ICE.
The existence of this police department ICE task force highlights the distance we still need to travel before we can truly say that Boston is doing all that it can to protect and defend immigrant neighbors, coworkers, and friends.
Attorneys for Paz say he was never charged with a crime in this matter. He's currently working elsewhere with authorization and pursuing legal status. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.